first time I have a sensation talk to somebody not to a wolf. So. Okay, we had started a little bit last time, the suffix part. I think we got towards the middle somewhere, so let's go over it again in the Mishnah Baselach HaRav. No? I think we're holding the middle somewhere. Okay, Mishnah Tassayin. I just have a different page. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Rav Gimel says, Baselach HaRav, Nistalik Min HaSuffik, Valtar Belase Omadis. And Amir Laim Bechulu, Yesh Lishol, Mayin Advarim HaElu Biyachad. What's the hemshire of all these things together? Sheyasalei Rav, v'yistalik min asofik, v'yabalasu modis. V'oit kosher sheyasalei chorav, v'omer Yeshua ben Prachia, v'omer Yeshua ben Prachia, it says already before asalei chorav, so what's this second asalei chorav? Da, k'yong amlil bo lo seis musel adam, sheyukol inyana brurim, ach ein sofik behem. His point is not that a person should avoid problems, but that a person's maisim should not be besofik, but rather be virus. Ki kasha yesh b'maisa v'asha oisa sofik loy nikro bal seichel, ki asechel l'chol inyonoi bor bilti sofik. And this is a point I might have spoken about last time, I just don't just push it on, it's been like 3 or 4 weeks. Let's take the early marshal of Kadmonim that they used for Seichel versus the world was Chaimer and Tzura. In other words, when you have the elementary marshal of Chaimer and Tzura is you have a stone and you carve on it some sort of image of a person, that's the Tzura on top of the Chaimer. That's the marshal of Ruchnius and Gashmius, but more than Ruchnius and Gashmius, it's Seichel and Chumrius. The tzura gets its chshivas from the sharpness of the lines. What they call in English resolution of a picture is the sharpness. How sharply defined is the tzura? If you have the more vague it is, the less of a tzur it is. So the imposition of chachma onto the metzias is through the sharpness of the tzura, and a synonym for that is the brirus of the tzura. The more clear you put the tzura, the more clear the tzura is, the more you get the sense of tzura and less the sense of the thing. And sometimes you take a look at a rack, and you say, you know, it sort of looks like a person, a horse. Sometimes you see a statue, and you say, here's a horse. By the way, what is it made out of? In other words, depending on how sharply vivid the tzura is, that defines the proportion of chaimer to tzura in your relationship. So he says he's coming along and telling us that maisim require clarity. Ki kasha yesh b'maisim ha-sofik, when there's a sofik in the maisim, le-nikra b'al-seichel. Ki ha-seichel l'chol inyonoi bor bilti sofik. Seichel is bilti is sofik. In other words, it's not just a pshat. If you have a good head and you're using a lot of seichel, so then then you probably know the answer. That's not what it means. It means kalim of seichel do not work on anything that's not bar. Lamashal, in the olden days, when you needed to fill out a form and there was a person standing in front of you, so you fill out the name and it's missing a letter. I know my name, Lopiansky. I could make one or two mistakes, Lopiansky, and it went. There was no problem. A computer, a chutasaira off, and as far as it's concerned, I could have written 20 different letters. In other words, the kalim of seichel are only through brewers. If it's not bur, seichel has no makum to it. A formula in physics you have to write exactly. An idea you can write out in words and berach. There's no need to give it. Sometimes there is no beers. You can't move into that realm. But things that are seichel, pure seichel, does not tolerate something which is not bar. Vaksil oimer, haksil b'choishach hoylech. And that's why it says ksil b'choishach hoylech. Nigmar uses it. Somebody who's machmir when it's tat v'sasser. So the person is what's wrong? I mean, he's a big tzaddik. He's machmer. So tzad v'sasser. He's always machmer. I mean, what's the problem with his anhaga? The teretz is that it's bechalal not. He's not being noyig and teira through the medium of seichel. Aber adam sheitzer is bal seichel yedvar bebir. A bal seichel, in other words, the seichel is brewers. That is its metzias. Bim yeitzer adam chutzem midazois, ki ilo yeitzer migeda masha hu bal seichel. And if a person does something that is not clear, it's lacking clarity, he's not a bal seichel. He might be doing the right thing, and he might be doing good things, he might be a tzaddik. But it's not because there's a mahalach of seichel that inoy fataiched the inyan and gave it exactly its metzias. There was a tier by Big Paiskim, by many parts, that if they passed it on an inyan, and it required a great beer, but if they felt at the end that it was the Seder Gomer, they would not be makel. Sometimes the chat was, if they have a merubah, and the Dailam shouldn't have to worry about it, mechulu. But there was another inyan that Torah is not a finstanish. Not the pshat is, it's murky, and stay away from the big bear devils that live on that side of the mountain, that's it. Torah is emes, and has a clear cap. If I don't know, so I never have the machma, I have a brayer, if my seichel wasn't maspik. But if not, the pshat is seichel is all the way. I think the Chazanish once looked at an essay that Rebbe Salvation brought him for 2 hours. When he finished, he said, it's kosher, and just because it took me 2 hours to reach Maskana, it doesn't make it 1 iota less kosher than if I would have seen off the bat it's kosher. In other words, somebody who stays away from things, not because his seichel is not maspik in Masegas, but because Stam, he's got guilt feelings, that's about seichel seeks to impose a brirus on the inyan. With neka sofik shaykh l'adam gimel dvarim, im besichloi kasha in davar barloi veish apanu kan l'kan. First of all, he could have a pashat a sofik in the din, like we said last time. Ha sofik hasheni b'chol advarim ashadim yisafik behem ashe lo yeda a sofik in the metzias. So those, in generally speaking, when a person is planning something, either a suffix in the mitzias or suffix in the seichel, vashlishis hu suffix asher la'odim b'maisa mitzvah she'ein maisa mitzvah brum elof. So the where etzem maisa mitzvah, and we'll see later the moshel that he gives, is not borrowed to him. So we have a chetimtza where there's something in his seichel itself, in the process. In other words, he can't. The problem is his in his processing of it. The second possibility is that the chayfetz is not clear, and the third possibility is the etzem mahusa the mitzvah is not clear. Ukenegad rishon mashiachli rav kdeishia mashikne bechachma davar b'safik. In other words, the etzem learning of chachma should have a certain clarity. Be istalik min asafik pirsh mikol davar sheisafik. Ubevare linyan isein tzorach loima ki safik isa lechumra. In other words, there is no. We're not talking about a person who is where there's a halacha that safik isa lechumra. But rak bechol davar shef sheshigim loimen hezik al yikanis safik lau. So in the first part, he says that a person should not be in a matziv of having to be in a suffix. So let's go slow. The first one was that a person should have a Rav, and the Etzem Chochmah that he has should be clear. In other words, the knowledge that he has to start off with is clear. The second Ristalik Minas Safik is that the opposite side of it, that a person who is a Baal Seichel doesn't let himself into a matzav that really is a Safik. In other words, the first part we said is to l'chatchila have yedias brewers. The second part is that a person doesn't let himself into sakana. In other words, Safik drives the person away. A person who's a Baal Seichel does not get into Sveikis because the etzimitzi of Sveikis is a danger. He's lost. He doesn't know. So that's what he says to Morale, that not only, I mean, any hezik, in other words, a person should not put himself, should not be active in a matziv where he doesn't have a bearings, where he doesn't have the ability to cope with it. So the first two are more general. To explain this a little bit, the word umdana, it's interesting. The Maral uses it a lot of places. About when he talks about Chazal, he says the einze, these are not einze. Eina nema mina umdana or ala oimed ella divi chachamim, he says, are exact and so on and so forth. It's a lashon that he uses in a thousand different ways all over. That oimed, that divi chachamim are not beumdana, but they're very very brurim and meduyakim and so on and so forth. I want to explain that nekuda. Let's say a person comes along and says, he learns of Chazal. This is the fact that this is the Maral's tachlis in his forum, and he writes Mefurish and Gvuris that this tachlis is to teach how to learn Chazal. Let's say Chazal say that a koyis is kiloi v'avadazara. So it would not. So a person can say it means avadazara is a terrible, terrible avera, and kas is a terrible, terrible avera, and it's nothing. There's nothing wrong. L'chor with saying that. That's a pshat in Chazal. Chazal wanted to be maflik v'diburim. They wanted to say how terrible it is. People know avadazara is terrible. They don't understand kas is terrible, and b'mel is. It's both of them are very bad. The problem with that is, it's as elegant as wrapping yourself in a towel. It's got no tzura, it's got no. I mean, so Chazal picked a big avera with a big with another big avera, and they matched them. When a person wears a kazak, when a person takes a sack and puts it around him, part of the ugliness of it is that has no tzura whatsoever. It covers him; he's covered all around. All tzadim is covered with the sheet, but it has no tzura. Chachma, divrei chachma. So a person can write sweeping philosophy. A person can write nice ideas, but a scientist looks at it and he says it's very nice. The ideas are nice, and there's creativity and so on, but no one's measured weight. There's a lack of precision in the medamim milsa l'milsa, and it doesn't lend itself. It's very hard. I mean, in science you can be very exact because that's the whole metzius of it. In philosophy and ideas and so on, it's not shaykh. Literature, you paint a picture of how terrible the country was in this and this time, but there's no. I mean, it's a feeling. It's an idea. It's not. That's what umdana is. Umdana is not bad, but it's a lacking. It's not the kli of seichel. Umdana das is a kli that is, it's a useful kli, but it's not chachma. It's a result of chachma. A person who's a big doctor can look at the patient and say, you know, he doesn't look good to me. I don't know what's wrong with him yet, but my feeling is he's really ill. They'll run the test, they'll be convey exactly where, what, when, and how. But the umdana is not a negative tchuna, but klapi chachma, it's not midakya chachma. It's midakya hergish rather than midakya chachma. So when a person is ma'asim and umdanis, let's say the person takes more than 10% always. So he's zicha yoitza, it's gewaldic. He's yoitza, and then the levi and the kohen get a little bit extra. But it's, he did not do a maisa mitzvah through sichlis. So that's why when a person is in a rush or whatever, it's very hard to measure it. You're allowed to do it. I mean, it's a pasuk. But the Tana tells you it is not that's not a correct thing to do. And that's why a person who is lazy to learn about the halacha of particular mitzvahs and yonim, and he's always machmet. So the person thinks to himself, nope. Either he thinks he's a bigger tzaddik, or the pshat is he's I mean, at the end of the day, Azicha did it. But he doesn't understand that in the prat of the mitzvah, if he didn't remember if a lulav was supposed to be 2 tefachim or 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim, he takes 6 tefachim. Fine. That's very nice. That's, so mitzad the prat of how tall the lulav is supposed to be, he was yaitzah that. But mitzad his own, mitzad the tsuris hadvar, mitzad his shaykhus to the mitzvah, there's a grayus in it, because it's not coming midarkei, it's not coming as a maisa seichel, and mitzvahs should be like that. It says mitzvahs Hashem bora mirasinayim. If there's a sense in a mitzvah that there's no preciseness to it, means it's not midakei chochma. I always would, yes. Hi. Good. That. Good. So that, great. That means, though, what the chachma that Kaisel has lost and the chachma that I personally don't possess, I have to do it that way. Correct. That's a simon of somebody who's a zohir, who's a yirei shemayim. But mitzad, but in the places where I could be mevar, those areas that science has discovered, they know. Those areas they don't know, they should say they don't know. A person should learn up the Shulchan Aruch Adas Seif. The Chazanish had full of Sveikis and Chumris. But the Seif and Chumr came after he was Mevar Adifash Yodei Masegis. Right. Because that's an act. Good, but that's his battle. That's an act of his battle to the Chaznish. He's saying to himself, I came out this way. The Chaznish is very strong this way. But ain't a daima, there's a suffix of my I have a chava of mine is a Rebbe in Yeshiva, and there was a bacha there who wasn't such a good bacha. He spaced out a lot, whatever, and he didn't listen, but he didn't pass. He would always come over and ask shailas and trying to. So my friend cut him short once, and he said, Rabbi Hartman, I don't know if you've Rebbe Ezra Hartman. So he cut him short and said, listen, there are two types of shailas. Two types of, one shaila is, you said this and this, and you said this and this, lefizeh, this is a problem. The second shaila is, Rabbi, it's murky, I don't begin to understand what you said, could you repeat it? He said, I have both of them, I feel achrayi to answer, and I will. But not when you dress up the second shaila in the first shaila of begadim. Tell me the whole thing is murky and it doesn't make any sense, and you don't begin to understand it, and you didn't listen. Don't start draying a cup and hoping that agav dvarim are going to explain it to you. There's somebody who went through something and says, listen, this is what I came out. This seems to be maskanas haGemara ad mokshav gav. Chazanish is very machmir and very and the Velt Nemderon. My seichel has to bow before the Chazanish seichel. But that's a clear statement rather than saying, I don't know, everybody seems to be doing it that way, we'll do it that way. There's a tremendous difference in those two mahalchim in life. We do have to accept the limitations, and a prudent person knows ad mokum, you know, how far I can go in working and how far I have to be the safety margin. If I'm dabbling electronics, electricity, it makes sense to know what is doable and what I'm not so clear about and I should leave off. But the essence of Tzuras HaDvarim is that the person should know and understand what he's doing. That's a mahalach of seichel, and it lends a whole different tzura to the mitzvah when the person knows what he's doing, or if the person has a ksuba choyshe choylech. The maisa of a bardas is a maisa that you can see a person does something with confidence. When you know what you're doing, your whole asiyah of it is a much sharper asiyah, a much stronger asiyah. And the truth is, at some point, when a person is, you know, if a person goes and takes on, if a person takes on achrayas in any area, rabban is teaching v'chulu, so he always has to have. On the one hand, he needs to gain a confidence. Listen, I have to function with my das, and I've heard two or three times from Anashim Gdolim, once of Shmuel Auerbach, many years ago, we had apartments to give out to Russians. I mean, not our apartments, and not for free. But b'cholof, we had a big yard, and there were a lot of sfeikas and shaylos of kedimis. And we went and we brought him all the sfeikas, you know, the tzadim and so on. He agreed, you know. So he, one or two of them, he knocked out. Most of them, he agreed with our line of thinking. Then we asked him, so what's the achra? He said, my boy said, you're going to be machria. I can tell you on each point, but if you have to be achrayis, you have a certain need to be able to machria. It's part of it, and it's a very delicate balance. A person has to know his gevulas and know ad kan. I'm not possibly be machria dos in yanim. Mirach gisa, he has to have a certain ability to. He has to have misyager with his das. I mean, the chaznish's whole metzias. I mean, his sefer from A to Z, both in halacha and agada, is. That Torah was given to Das Chachamim, and Chachamim need to use the seichel to the umpteenth, and that becomes the halacha. I mean, it's astoundingly so. He says it. It's very, very. That's his whole kav. That's his whole mirach gisa. You know, he's a very cautious person. He stops, and that's it. It's a very, very delicate balance. But understanding the mile of Birus, understanding that. The tzura of seichel is when something is clear, because then it has a tzura. It has, and the same thing if when a person makes a tzushtel, if the tzushtel is vague, it's lacking a darkei chachma. I once gave a mashal when we talk about the difference between a goy's perception, a yeshiva bacha, to picture a yeshiva bacha, when he goes out to the world and he hears about a religious goy, something is amiss, and it goes like this. Let's say a patriotic American flies a flag. And the flag is red and white and blue with stars, very good. Let's say it says, let's say in the law it says it has to be rectangular with such a dimension. Let's say it's off by 2 inches. So he's going to go ask a lawyer, what's the din if it's off by 2 inches? It's going to look like it's meshuggah. If it looks like a flag, it's a flag. It doesn't look like a flag. It's not, I mean, what's the problem here? Like, I mean, it's a guideline. I mean, religion is poetry. Poetry doesn't tolerate exact hagdaris. It's the feeling. It's a general sweeping feeling. Goyim, religion for Goyim is like that, for Christians for sure. On the other hand, if somebody's wiring a set, I mean, today it's not, when I was young, you could actually wire your own radio set. Today it's electronic boards that you don't have in shadows. When you wire it and it says to that A should touch B, if you can't reach B but has to get to C, you don't say, well, what's the difference? It's closer, it's almost there. Almost is not, I mean, it's exact, it's a mitzias, it's not a poetry, it's, you know, if it says a wire that's a quarter of an inch thick, don't take a wire that's an eighth of an inch thick, it's going to overheat. And don't, you know, it's exact, it's not, there was a fellow in yeshiva, sometimes the coffee thing wasn't working, there's a fellow, a doctor, I told him that he should put it into the microwave for about 2 minutes, and it boiled the water. So he told me, Rabbi said, you know, you'll excuse me, but that's very unscientific. There should be a precise amount of seconds that it will boil. That's what science is all about. So I told him, Dr. Mund, I said, you're right. That's what science is about. But I said, the yeshiva's microwave is not so scientific. Sometimes the water's cold, sometimes there's junk in it. I said, it's not the chulsha of science, but it's the chulsha of the yeshiva's microwave. But a scientist's mindset is, if you're dealing with reality, in poetry, it's not the precise. In psychology is much less precise than biology. In biology, you have medication has to come pretty much on a dose. Psychology, a little more, a little less. You're dealing with a very different type of tchum. In Torah, if a person doesn't give it brirus, then the tchum is... And that's why people are very... They don't understand by goyim the musik of the halachic diktuk, drives them out of a wall. I mean, if you're kosher 99% of the time, do you really think 1% of the time God really cares? I mean, do you think if it's a little bacon touches it, it seems to them hetach everything, the whole mindset of what religion is. It's very interesting. When I used to teach Eishet Torah, I used to walk by. There's plenty of. Galochim and there's a theological seminary in Armenia on the way to Eishet Torah. I used to walk by. I used to see the Pirchei Galochim and the older Galochim draying around. I used to wonder, what are they learning? What sugyas are they learning? And sure enough, one day there was somebody in Eishet Torah who was a former Galoch, an American, not an Armenian, an American. He had gone to school. I don't know if he mamish was became a Galoch, but he had finished 4 years of Galoch. And I asked him, what did they learn a whole day? He said, you know, there's pastoral counseling, and there's archaeology, and if you want to take Hebrew, you can take Hebrew, and there's history. It dawned on me that there is nothing that compares to sugyas and halachas and anything of that nature. Where seichel is being kaveh gedarim. It's hagasha, and hagasha is not kaveh gedarim. It's kaveh kivun. It's kaveh a certain mahalach. It's not kaveh. That's Hakoponim, there is this chshivas. If a person walks in choshech, that's ksil, and the middle of the ma'isa mitzvah doesn't have mitzvahs Hashem bara meir zinayim. Mitzvahs have briris. The word, it's interesting. The word bara, it's tevin and bar. The bar is the tvua that you mevar from the tevin. The melechas bara takes the bar out of the tevin. Mala tevin and mabar. Getting what is the nekuda is brevis. Mitzvahs should the right sort of the mitzvah is when it's cut sharply, like the Gemara says, all midas chacham like that. A minute before it's like this, a minute after it's like that. Midas chachamim, you know, if most of us spend 25 years in a house, and one night more she loses the ksuba. Divrei chachamim are given a cut, and it's mimailus haseichel that has gedarim and brevis. Okay, any questions? I just have to go soon. What's the... Okay, good job. It's cool.